Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something fun, idea. We have Bill Gross, the founder and CEO of Idea Lab. Hi, Bill. 你好。
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you for joining us from Los Angeles in Pasadena.
Yes, my pleasure.
You are one of my superheroes.
Oh, gosh. Too kind.
Idea Lab. Everybody knows about that and achieving incredible records. Can you please share with us how did you come up with the idea about Idea Lab?
Well, I've been starting businesses all my life. I really love entrepreneurship. I think that entrepreneurship unlocks human potential. And I was starting companies and I realized how much effort was put into the mechanics of running a company. Payroll, healthcare plans, rent, keeping the lights on, compared to how much time is spent actually addressing the customer needs. So I wanted to create a place that was an idea factory where multiple companies could be under one roof and where the central services would take care of all those things so each company could focus on their core mission and their core customer. So that was the genesis of Idea Lab. It was back in 1996. It was 21 years ago now, and we've started more than 150 companies under the roof with that methodology since then.
That's amazing. And that was very advanced at that time. You were the pioneer of that concept.
A lot of people thought it was a crazy idea, as did we. We weren't sure if it would work either. But we've learned a lot too, and we've had a lot of failures. So we've learned from failures along the way. But that's really helped us get better and better at helping companies grow, picking the right ideas, and helping them get to market successfully.
And you're a great idea, and it's been very timeless because 25 years later, the whole world, every major city, they are copying this idea, having co-working space, having incubators everywhere. So yeah, a good idea is still a good idea.
Thank you.
Right. The way to say idea, not only because it's a good idea for Idea Lab, is because that's your name. So we have to learn how to say that in Chinese.
Okay.
The way to say idea, we say 点子。
点子。
Yeah, 点 is the third tone. 点。
点。
Yeah, 点. We go down first and then go up. 点子。Yeah, and 子 is a second word. Originally, the meaning of 子 is actually a boy, and that's the shape of a baby boy. Very small baby. Sorry about that. The Chinese people, they love boys. And so at that time, they refer any child has to be male. So a baby boy, that means son. But then later on, this character has been to turn into the suffix of many words like 点. It's already sufficient to describe the meaning. 点 means a dot.
Great. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's great to see how even something as exciting as a light bulb coming on in your head has that great backstory in Chinese.
Yeah, you can think about the background. 点子 is an idea, and then it's quite a neutral word. But if we want to describe something, oh, good idea, we say 好点子.
Ah, got it.
好点子, how is good. So 好点子, so your 点子 lab is a 好点子.
I see. Great. Thank you. Thank you for calling it a good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea. And then lab.
Okay.
In Chinese, there are three characters about laboratory. 实验室.
实验室.
实验室. And 实 is the practical, empirical. And 验 is the experiment. 实验, that means experiment.
Right.
And then 室 is the meaning of a room.
I see.
So a room for allow you to do the experiment. So that's 实验室. So 点子实验室, that's a Chinese name we think quite suitable for you.
Great. Well, that's exactly what I was trying to do in starting this, was to make it be a laboratory, a place where we could do experiments, a place where we could try things out without fear of failure, where we could figure out which ideas to take forward and figure out which ones are going to have the most impact on society and then build those. And so I love hearing the background of the word because that really describes beautifully what we're doing.
What you're doing is amazing. Like I've been reading some articles about 150 companies, and then you've been adoring entrepreneurship, and yourself has been very entrepreneurial. And I remember you were born in Japan, right?
Yes, yes. I lived there till I was only 1 year old, but I recently went back and had a great time.
Right.
And I recently spent a lot more time in China too. And I just think the explosive growth there and the explosive growth of innovation there is incredible.
It is. It is incredible. And then also some articles commenting on, like, for example, there is something called Unicorn. And in case you probably have to explain a little bit to the general audience because it's not a cute unicorn with a little horn. It's a definition of companies with a value worth more than $1 billion. So in this case, there's Elon Musk has one, and then Leijun, the founder of Xiaomi, had two, and then Bill Gross, you have something like seven.
Well, thank you very much. Well, we love growing big, impactful companies. Mm-hmm. Clearly, if we can grow them to more than $1 billion in value, that's fantastic for mm-hmm. our shareholders and our investors and for the employees.
Yep.
But we really measure it as a function of impact.
Yep.
You know you're really affecting a lot of people if you can build an impactful company like that.
Yep.
And what's incredible about today is now with many billions of people connected on the planet all day long with mm-hmm. smartphones,
yep.
you can have an idea that can touch so many people and have such a powerful impact. It really unleashes the possibility of your brain power actually affecting the planet. Think about even in the Renaissance. So 500 years ago, when there's this flurry of brilliant activity, but your reach was Florence.
Yep.
Or maybe you could reach the southern Italy. In other words, your chance to impact the planet was so limited compared to today.
Yep.
It really is a great time to be alive and a great time for entrepreneurship.
Awesome. So there are many great ideas every day, 好点子, but at the same time, you and I understand that very well. 好点子 is a good start,
yes.
but there are many other factors, many years of hard work, and also, of course, learning lessons from mistakes we have to get through in order to reach to not necessarily unicorn, but on a much bigger social impact.
Yes, exactly. Well, everything starts with the idea. You can't start without that. But there are so many other things that matter to get to success. Obviously, perseverance, timing, luck, many things, having a good business model. I think that I always had reverence for the idea. That's why I called it IdeaLab.
Yep.
But I think I've learned now that that is not the most important thing, that there are definitely other things that can matter more than just the raw idea.
Right. And then you mentioned about experiencing something incredible in China.
Yes.
So what was the most recent amazing ideas, 好点子 you were experiencing there?
Well, I see China taking on both entrepreneurship
yep.
in an incredible way, but also taking on this new wave of artificial intelligence. I think artificial intelligence is going to impact everything
yep.
in such a big way. It's not even going to be sometimes used. It's going to be like electricity. It's going to be in everything.
Yep.
It's going to be embedded in every device and every application. And China is embracing that in such an incredible way. The students coming out of universities, the venture funds that are planning to invest in it, the large Chinese companies that are building out big AI arms.
Yep.
And it's going to affect, you know, obviously applications, driverless vehicles, new kinds of autonomy, voice recognition, face recognition. It's just across the board. So I see China adopting that very, very fast. And it's a new thing that opens up incredible opportunity. And whenever there's a disruption like that, there's a chance for new people to take on leadership position.
Right. Wow. I wish you had more time to discuss more, but thank you for sharing your 好点子 with us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about idea, 点子. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, don't forget to share the good idea, 好点子 with your friends. 再见. 再见, Bill.
Bye.